5, 4, 3, 2.
You know, I listened to the song She's Like the Wind like 15 times today.
Really?
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze, right?
Yeah.
Dirty Dancing, right?
Yeah, exactly. A movie that whose soundtrack baffles me because it takes place in the 60s. It's riddled with songs from the 60s, yeah. But there's three songs prominently featured from the 80s in it.
Three's Like the Wind.
Yeah, exactly. She's Like the Wind.
Yeah, like it's the selling parts of the soundtrack. Like, was it Time of My Life,
Hungry Eyes, and She's Like the Wind.
She's Like the Wind.
I listened to it like 15 times today. Not because I was like, oh, this song is so good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a good song. Patrick Swayze is not a good singer, but it's a good song.
Because it's torture.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not, I didn't listen to it because I was like,
well, yeah.
Oh, this is such a great song. I can't stop listening to it. I listened to it because I thought it'd be funny to keep listening to it.
Oh, okay. So yeah. When you get that Spotify Wrap, Wrapped.
No,
just for your own.
Yep,
on just for your own lulls.
Yep, just for the Thursday blues.
So, like, were you hoping like someone would walk by and be like, "What are you listening to?"
I don't know. I don't know how I feel anymore. All I know is it's time for the Radcast.
Yes.
And you know who isn't a good singer is Sylvester Stallone. This is the beginning of Sly July, and we're not really going to kick it off how we had advertised.
Yeah, Steven lost power over the weekend, so we were out of town, so we weren't able to record.
Yeah, and then with the 4th, we weren't able to record, obviously. Yeah. For those of you outside of the U.S., Independence Day is a holiday here. We celebrate it. We go all out. Yeah.
Even though, what are we really celebrating?
Yeah, whatever. I only like it because it's a day off.
Yep.
But, so instead of kicking off with a movie, we will do a movie. Mm-hmm. We will do movies in the next 3 weeks here. But yeah. Instead of kicking off with a movie, we actually are going to do something a little bit, you know, kind of ramble style, kind of riff style.
Something we had to kind of think of on the fly because we still wanted to put out an episode.
Yeah, and that's also why this episode, if you're listening to it on its release date, you're hearing it on Monday, July 10th.
Yep.
And then whenever you're listening to it past then, you listen to it when you want. But usually we release on Fridays, of course. If you've been listening for a while, you know that. But this came out on a Monday because we're recording
on a Thursday.
All the aforementioned things
Matt
just talked about. So instead, we decided, what movies did he do in the 90s?
Yeah.
So we looked at the list. There's about 12 movies he did in the 90s.
Because historically, his 90s weren't that great.
Yeah.
Especially coming out of the latter half of the 70s with Rocky 1, Rocky 2, into the 80s where he was top two biggest action star.
Oh, yeah.
Into the 90s to where he had some flops.
He tried his hand at some different genres.
Yes.
Tried his hand with some different material.
Uh-huh.
And it was a swing and a miss most of the time,
yes.
Critically speaking.
Yes.
Now, some would say a movie like we're going to be doing Demolition Man was a swing and a miss. It barely made money at the box office, surprisingly.
Yeah.
I think it just profit was like $1 million.
It's a cult classic.
Yeah, it's a cult classic.
Kind of ahead of its time.
It's a fun action movie for the 90s, coming out of the big budget action movies of the 80s, or at least the popcorn movies of the 80s.
Yeah.
Same thing, Judge Dredd, if it wasn't based off of an intellectual property already, I think it would have been still, you know, fun popcorn movie.
Sure.
Wouldn't be as derided because of it was based on
poorly it adhered to the source material.
Yeah. And then there are other things, cliffhangers and you know,
Oscar
stuff. Well,
Copland.
There are things again, Copland, yeah. Critically, his movies in the 90s had a lot of flops. It started with Rocky V, which we defend.
Gets a lot of undue hate.
Yeah, we sat down with our good pal Dan Drake back in 2019 and defended the movie.
Yep.
So some would say the 90s did not start off very well for him.
We are right about Rocky V, though.
Yes, we are correct about it.
We are completely objectively correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so go and listen to it and bear in mind that we are right.
We are correct, no matter how you feel about it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
Yes, yes,
yes.
Our lawyers are telling us we must say allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly we are correct, and allegedly we care about what you think.
Yes, allegedly.
Allegedly. Yes, anyway, he wasn't in a movie called Allegedly.
No.
But he was in a lot of box office and critical bombs.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is we cut that list in half. We
took out the movies we've seen before.
Yes, movies we've seen or not so much that we've seen movies we've already talked about or going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So Judge Dredd we did on Sucktastic. Rocky V we did
here.
We're going to be doing Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Yep.
And also
Demolition Man.
So that left us with still a good handful. So what we did is took the idea of when we riff, watch something, poke fun at it in a way.
Yeah.
But instead we watched just the trailers.
Yes.
Just the trailers for the movies we're about to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And
particularly, if you can find it on YouTube, the trailers that are just scene spliced together without any narration.
Yeah.
Which makes it even more fun because for mine, I watched it once, tried not to engage too much, and then off of memory.
Yeah. We try to summarize what the movie is about.
Yeah. And maybe one day with some of these, we can go back and be like, here's what I thought, granted, in a comedic sense, I wasn't that far off, or I was way off kind of thing. We'll see. We'll see.
So what we're going to do is let you all know the summaries of some of Stallone's other movies in the 90s just based upon watching the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
So after Rocky V, he did a film called Oscar, a comedy called Oscar. Ironically enough, it did not win any Oscars, nor was
funny
nominated.
Enough.
But it's a film called Oscar. Came out in 1991.
Mm-hmm.
And here is my summary of what the trailer makes it seem like the film was about.
Yes.
So first and foremost, the box art, a lot of the movie poster.
I can already tell you're going to have more detail than I am.
Well, this is the only time I'm saying the box art, just because I had a joke for it.
Yeah.
Oh. But the movie poster and then VHS art, some of them are Sly Stallone, of course, dangling from a giant clock, which could represent his time in the 80s he had at the top being almost up.
Ah, yes.
Oscar is a comedy movie that takes place in 1931. It follows the main cheese of the mob, Snaps Provolone, Stallone.
That's his actual name?
It's Anthony.
Oh, okay.
But they only refer to him as Snaps Provolone.
Ah, yes.
On some of these two, I made the mistake of looking at IMDb and got a little more detail on a movie than I wanted to, but I didn't adhere to that.
So Tony Provolone.
Tony Provolone, which is
Tony Provolone.
Which is almost as bad as Snaps. Snaps has a handle on all of his affairs, and every two-bit hood and no-good crook cowers at the mention of his name. The only one he can't seem to get a handle on is his promiscuous daughter, played by Marissa Tomei.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Count me in.
Yeah. She unashamed.
Oh, Snaps.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. She unashamedly flaunts her carnal exploits around her father, and all he can muster out is wah 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 wah. Don't talk about that around me. It's icky. You're my daughter. I don't want the mental image of you bumping uglies as some vagabond or palook.
Wah 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 wah.
So
assume he did something to that effect in the trailer.
Like, what are you talking about?
Come on.
Don't talk about the palookas. Don't talk about what the boys are about it now. Yes, exactly like that. So his idea to solve this is to marry her off. For whatever reason, Snaps tries to set her up with a young guy named Anthony, who she says she loves. Then she says she loves the much older elocution teacher. Not electrocution. He's not somebody who enacts electrocutions for prisoners on death row.
What's elocution?
Eloquent. Ah. These people they sent. Like he's
like the root word is like eloquent.
Yeah, these teachers sent to people's houses to help them learn how to speak correctly.
Oh,
played by Tim Curry.
Have a lovely day.
Yeah.
What? That's wonderful.
So Marissa Tomei is in love with Tim Curry.
Well, she says she is. I don't know. She says she's in love with multiple people. Again, she's promiscuous.
Ah, yes.
Then she talks about how she's pregnant with the chauffeur's baby, the titular Oscar, who we never see in the trailer.
Oh, so wait, Sylvester Stallone's daughter is Marissa Tomei?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That is what I said.
Okay. No, I'm just making sure because oh, his name is Snaps. Never mind. I thought Sylvester Stallone's name is Oscar.
No. Okay. He snaps provolone. Oscar, spoiler alert, isn't listed on IMDb. I don't think he shows up at all.
Oh.
That's why I'm hoping at the very end I thought it would be like Oscar the Grouch.
Maybe it's like tongue in cheek. Like they know it's not going to be an Oscar bait, so they're like, Oscar.
I don't know.
Just spitballing.
Snaps shouts, what? A bunch. And then he goes, okay.
What?
Yeah.
What?
There's just a couple of scenes where Sly's like, what? And then he shouts that a bunch, gets slapped by Kirk Douglas, and he and his henchmen sound like their dialogue is solely based off of Three Stooges shorts.
Oh, cool.
So that's what I think the movie Oscar is about.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. It actually painted a pretty good picture. So, cliffhanger, I literally just watched the trailer once and tried to remember. So, bald guy with mustache... appears to double cross the police and leads an expedition to find some hidden briefcases in a mountain.
Cool.
Sly is asked to help because he is a good climber, even though he hasn't done it in months.
Just months?
That's what he said.
I haven't done it in months.
Like I haven't climbed in months.
Okay. I think because I saw. I saw that the opening scene is on YouTube, and it appears as though in the thumbnail he had a partner or something and accidentally let her go.
Oh, I thought it would have been maybe like years or something.
Yeah, I mean, and he's like, yeah, I haven't climbed in months. He's like, someone called a detective.
The Rocky video game.
His friend is Michael Rooker, and he gets shot at by Lennox Lewis and Jonathan Lithgow.
Oh, really?
It's not really Lennox Lewis, but at first, I only watched it once. Yes. And so at first glance, I thought it was Lennox Lewis and Jonathan Lithgow, who I would imagine is probably, he's like the main villain, I think.
He's probably a great villain.
And he probably chews the scenery.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just captured some screenshots. Looks like he's holding a backpack in this one. Like, hey, you forgot your lunch.
And then Jonathan Lithgow's like, ah!
Oh my God! Look out for the mountain! Like, I would imagine this is towards the end of the movie and he's about to crash into a mountain or something. And then it looks like Sly is hurling a TV off the edge of the mountain.
It looks like he's either going to do that, no TV for a month, Mr. Mountain.
You're grounded, Mr. Mountain. No TV for a month.
Or it kind of looks like an igloo cooler as well. I don't know.
He's holding it up, and then he's going to start, like they're shooting at him, but he's, like, sidestepping a bunch.
Comedically sidestepping a bunch.
Pew, pew, pew. Mm-hmm. Maybe a bullet turns the TV on or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Cliffhanger.
Ah, it sounds like a very good movie.
It is.
I can tell. Now, next, in 1994, he was in a film called The Specialist.
Specialist.
He's not. I love Sylvester Stallone. Yeah.
He's not an idiot.
No.
But it's just fun.
This is an action thriller starring Sly and Sharon Stone.
Oh, yes.
Sharon Stone.
Ooh, Sharon Stone in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm. Sharon Stone plays a woman out for revenge when 20 years prior, as a little girl, she watched from a closet as her parents got murdered by Eric Roberts and did nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just as bad as he is. She might as well have been the one to pull the trigger.
Yeah, she's an accomplice.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, now as an adult, she calls upon the services of a bomb expert who goes by the moniker The Specialist, played by the Sly guy. Sly warns her she doesn't know who she's dealing with, all the while James Woods is after the two of them.
Naturally.
Yes.
What happened to Eric Roberts? Is he still
Hold
there?
Hold on.
Okay, sorry.
Against the wishes of Sly, she builds her own bomb out of pipe cleaners and a hairdryer. She plans it under Eric Roberts' teacup. It goes off as he drinks his Earl Grey, and it blows his drunk ass halfway to hell. James Woods screams at someone. Sharon Stone slaps an old man, and Stone and
Stone and Stallone have some steamy love scenes, including one in a shower where they scrub and rub their naughty bits. Something tells me there was also a scene where Sharon Stone flashes her cooter to Newman from Seinfeld, and he gets up in a cold sweat and asks, "Did anybody want a soda or something? I've been eating all these sweets and thought I'd go for something salty," which isn't a euphemism.
No, that's something salty is literally, you know.
Sweet just, and salty. It can be a drink.
Exactly. Stone and Stallone, what was it? Rub and grub?
Scrub and rub their naughty bits in the shower.
Honestly, that could have been the tagline of the movie. Stone and Stallone, scrub and rub.
The specialist.
The specialist.
I feel like he would have gotten more people in the theater to watch that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Scrub and rub what?
Yeah. In a shower?
Yeah. Well, you'd have to go see the movie to see it was in a shower.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scrubbing and rubbing.
They showed it in the trailer. So they know it's in the shower.
Oh, well, duh, because you watched
Remember,
the trailer.
Remember, these are based off of the trailer.
Yes, very true. All right, so The Specialist sounds great. Mm-hmm. You want your fix of early 90s Sharon Stone, and you also mix some properties in there. It sounds like they're collaborating with Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I mean...
I think they accidentally got footage from Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park and... Basic Instinct.
Mm-hmm.
The movie wasn't long enough, so it padded out with
other
scenes
movies.
from Jurassic Park.
Can we do more scrubbing and rubbing? Come on.
Get with the scrubbing and rubbing.
Slap that old man, scrub and rub.
So who played the old man? Who played the old man?
Rod Steiger.
Rob Schneider?
Not Rob Schneider. Rod Steiger, he's an old man actor, but he in the 60s he was in The Heat of the Night and the '70s, Dr. Zhivago, but also in the '90s, he's in Mars Attacks.
Ah, you got a pick?
Yeah,
pick of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see this guy.
Look at that bald head.
Oh yeah. I know who that guy is.
Mm-hmm. Died in 2002.
There's the long term effects of a Sharon Stone slap.
Yep, exactly.
But would you like to hear about the next film?
Sure, what is it?
1995's Assassins.
Yeah, Assassins.
Yeah, so we got Sly, Stallone, who is a former assassin who now appears to be a taxi driver.
Oh.
And is asked by a hammy Antonio Banderas to come out of retirement to help him with something.
So you say he's hammy? He's like, oh, I need you to help me out here.
I mean, it's not far off.
Really?
You can kind of tell he's probably the villain of the movie.
Ah.
And
you are a cab driver. Is that correct?
Sort of. He's like, I need you to help me. You are the best. You know, so this is more Ricardo Montalban. Like, just look at him in that picture.
He's like, I don't know.
He's like, I don't know.
He's literally shrugging and his eyes.
It's like, it looks like in that scene, he's saying like, just think of it as a fever.
Is that what he says?
I don't know.
Just think of it as a fever.
Yeah, you see Sly's like, yeah, we're like, Sly's like, well, how'd you find out about me? He's like,
just consider it a hunch.
You know, that's kind of the...
Consider it a hunch.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway...
you guys are just saying the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Twin Antonio Banderas impersonators.
yeah.
So he asks him to come out of retirement to help him with something. Julianne Moore is always in danger.
Oh, yes.
And after some explosions and dangerous car chases, Antonio threatens to rip Sylvester's heart out.
I'm going to rip your heart out. Consider it a hunch.
So there's their picture of him as a scamp.
Oh, he's running away.
Looks like Sylvester Stallone's running away with a guitar amp.
And then it looks like it got meta because it shows you have a screenshots
Richard Donner and looks like the director laughing. So it's a comedy.
Oh, okay. So was that scene in the movie? Like they're cut,
because Stallone ghostwrites these movies and ghost directs these movies.
He's like, what am I doing here? What's going on in this script?
What's going on?
And then he goes Dick. You know?
Dick as in Dick Donner. Richard Donner's like, why am I over here? It's like, I had that same question. I meet you, Mr. Donner.
Okay, this is Antonio, but that's not Richard Donner saying, I had the same question.
By the way, you took the screenshot and made it seem like this movie was like one of those break the fourth wall, go talk to the director.
I got these from IMDb, and so I just pulled that one because they have behind the scenes photos and stuff.
I thought maybe tonally it didn't know what it wanted to do.
Yes.
Okay. So interesting. Next movie is a movie called Daylight, which came out in 1996.
Okay.
The film is an action thriller that takes place in New York City. During rush hour in a traffic tunnel 100 feet under the Hudson River, hundreds of pissed off New Yorkers are trying to get home.
Just then, some punkers on the run from authority go racing into the tunnel and weave in and out of traffic. Much like the evening commuters, the punkers don't want to wait in this traffic. So to escape the headache, they hurl their car into a flatbed hauling drums of oil. Much to the surprise of no one, this causes a massive explosion, which is witnessed by Sylvester Stallone, who is about to drive through the tunnel. Many now trapped, injured, or dead. A footage is shown of the actual culprit, a dog trotting away from the fireball.
Damn it.
I knew it.
What'd you do, pooch?
Sylvester Stallone is an authority figure of some type, and he makes his way into the tunnel, and he tells the rescue crews that with the conditions of little air, smoke inhalation, it being hot as balls, danger of the bridge collapsing, and water flooding in, any demonstrations they did to prep for this type of situation won't work. He says, they'll be dead, dead. And what I've picked up from my Bible learning is, if something is repeated in succession, it's important. So is Sly a prophet? Is he Christ himself? We don't know.
We don't know. I guess you just have to watch.
Just have to watch it. Or you just watch the trailer. I don't care.
I don't care.
Do know is he uses a walkie-talkie to communicate to a curly-headed woman who seems to be the leader of the survivors.
Is she hot?
She's attractive. She's 90s attractive.
Okay.
I know what that means. She informs Sly there are 12 survivors. Sly sees the way in is through the giant exhaust fan in the tunnel. That's how he gets in. And by what one of the survivors asks, that's how they could possibly get out. He says, it's worth a chance. But
anything's worth a chance.
The way we gotta take a chance. The way he says it, it sounds like something about chickens. So it's like,
the chickens. Look, oh no, chickens! Someone save the chickens. Where those chickens come from? This day just doesn't end.
But more explosions go off. Electrical wires dangle all around. Two prisoners ask for help. Someone asks Sly what they're gonna do, and he yells, "I don't know. I don't know anything."
He's just directing traffic. He's got just like, wait, do they eventually be like, why are we listening to this guy?
I don't know.
I only know
as much as anybody who watched the trailer.
It's funny that we keep going, so what happens?
I don't know.
I don't know.
So is this scene supposed to be meant? I don't know.
It's funny that we preface and say what the parameters are. We only watch the trailer and we're just going off what the trailer says, but we're still like, so what happens? Instead of, I don't know.
Watch the movie or look it up on Wikipedia. I don't know. Anyway.
This is Oscar, right?
Yeah.
They're all Oscar.
They're all Oscar worthy. Somber orchestral music plays as footage of wet survivors blubber and weep. We see a shot of Sly shrouded in darkness, trudging through water in slow motion. The curly head survivor asks Sly, so you never had a way out of here, did you? And he just says, no. which I feel like was a pretty pivotal moment of the movie. They probably shouldn't have given away in the trailer. But then I watched another trailer. There's another trailer.
Okay.
There's another trailer shows again how Sly is someone who knows about tunnels. So he's someone of importance.
So he's like a tunnel enthusiast. Well, I think a human mole.
I think he's the mole man of New York.
I know a little bit something about these tunnels.
Follow my lead. Don't ask questions.
I drive a car.
I think he's an authority figure of some type. Maybe a police officer.
Maybe he's like a city planner or something.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, he's knowledgeable about the New York tunnel
system. He's an architect.
Seems like. Yeah. More of the dangers showcased and all of the survivors bicker at one another or with one another. Sly also puts the breathing tube of a snorkel in a police officer's mouth as he's being submerged in water and says, don't let it beat you.
What?
I don't know.
Wait, what's going on?
It's obviously a reference to something in the movie. They also showcase more of Sly's plan, which I still don't know what it is. All I know is this trailer also reminded us that he doesn't know anything.
Excellent.
So that's Daylight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've seen scenes
from this movie.
Sometimes just based upon screenshots, I get it mixed up with the Pierce Brosnan, Lyndall Hamilton Volcano movie.
Oh, right.
Because it came out close to one another.
That one's called Volcano Movie?
It's called The Volcano Movie.
Oh.
It's called 00 Volcano.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment Day.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have a couple Frank Stallone movies that I want to kind of wait until the end.
Oh, okay.
So the next Sly movie is Ants from 1998.
I think Copland came out before that. Do you want to just do Copland?
If we're going in order.
Okay.
Well, we'll go me, you, me.
The next one I had was Ants from 1998. It's the DreamWorks answer to A Bug's Life, where a nervous ant is voiced by a nervous Woody Allen.
And he is
nervously running around evading other bugs with a female ant who is his love interest and presumably also a family member.
Of course, because
Woody Allen is a creep. Sylvester plays a big, strong ant who says, "You're an ant." And then I just found a bunch of pictures of ants doing human things. But they're human things adapted for ants in Ant World for the ha-has.
It's like
going to a bar, walking around, talking to each other.
Yeah, kind of like Bug's Life, but apparently they weren't the same movie at all.
Yes, but ants.
But it's just ants.
And you're an ant.
Yeah. So that's Ants.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's worth my time and money in the cinema.
Yeah, I know. Sharon Stone's in that one, too.
Does she play his...
She plays the female aunt, who's probably also a family member.
All right. Well, that's Ants.
Yes.
A movie that did not do as well as A Bug's Life.
Yeah, that was actually in the end credits, and that's Ants, a movie that not... before it even, like, so they already knew they weren't going to do
How
a good
fortuitous.
Job.
How fortuitous.
I know, right?
Here's a movie that I actually like.
I also have ants in my kitchen.
Okay, cool. Maybe they think they're doing human things because they surround your sink.
They're not on the floor because I sprayed on the floor, but they're still on the sink.
Yeah. Okay. Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
Here's a film that it was hard. It was, you know, not that I can't riff movies that are good or look good or that I like, but this one I was like, you know, I can't be super.
It actually looks really. Is it Copland?
It's Copland.
It actually looks really. It's got great reviews.
Oh yeah. Harvey Keitel is in it. Richard Patrick,
Ray
Sylvester
Liotta.
Stallone, Ray Liotta, Robert De Niro.
It's Robert De Niro.
Yeah, yeah. It's an inside joke for a documentary we probably will talk about next year. It's a lot of good people in it.
Yeah.
Janine Garofalo's in it.
Yeah.
She's not playing her typical sardonic, sarcastic Gen X 90s character.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's a good movie.
Well, it stands out because Sylvester Stallone had so many bad movies in the 90s.
Uh-huh. So I had to make it farcical in some
like
way.
The resurgence of Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. It didn't stick, though, because his other movies into the year 2000 did not get...
were poorly reviewed as well.
Yeah. But Copland, 1997.
Yes.
In this film, Sly plays a roller coaster operator at Seattle's newest theme park, Copland.
Oh.
While bored at work one day, Sly sees the mascot of Copland getting pummeled by some teenagers. We see Sly's eyes get heavy and start drooping. More than they usually do.
You know, because that's just his natural disposition.
Yeah.
Droopy eyes.
Yeah. He fights the urge to fall asleep on the job, but it becomes too much, and we are whisked away into his dream where he plays a sheriff of a New Jersey town. After the death of a well-respected police officer, Robert De Niro comes to town in a toupee and a mustache.
You blew it! I've heard that like sound drop somewhere, from that movie.
Oh, okay. It's because of a scenario, of a way he tries to help him.
Yeah.
He works with the police force, and alongside Sheriff Sly, Sly is a sheriff, I think I mentioned, he's a sheriff of New Jersey town, but then there's the police force.
Oh, so he operates outside of the law? I guess in his dreams, he can do whatever he wants.
Yes, this is his dreams.
Yeah.
But then the situation of the actual movie, I'm not sure of the distinction. I plead ignorance on that. I plead ignorance
on all of this.
Yeah. We just watched the trailer.
I
plead ignorance on everything.
Yeah.
But just when it comes to sheriffs and the police force, I plead ignorance on how that works.
Yes.
But there is this hint that he tries to be by the book, and he wanted to be a police officer since he was a kid,
right?
Or since he was young, and this is the way he can get closer to that. But the police officers outside of the boundaries of the law, and they're in the pockets of, like, like Harvey Keitel and Robert Patrick. It makes it look like they're part of the head of the crooked cops or whatever.
It's a bunch of crooked cops,
exactly, like Serpico.
Yeah,
bunch of crooked cops.
I obey the law.
Law.
Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd, yeah.
So Robert De Niro comes to town in a toupee and a mustache. He works with the police force alongside Sheriff Sly, who he wants to give the opportunity to make his dream come true of being a police officer.
Yes.
However, Sly knows something fishy is going on with the cops. They're corrupt, possibly responsible for the death of the respected officer, and in the pocket of the mob, thanks to the Harvey Keitels of the world. Yeah. Sly is threatened, yelled at by Robert De Niro, chided by Ray Liotta, and walks around hunched over with a shotgun.
Cool.
Copland.
You know, your farcical take and also the blended with the real one. I'm like, this makes for an interesting movie.
And he wakes up being vomited on by a child getting off the roller coaster.
All right.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, exactly. The dumping of the pail of water on the drunkard to wake them up.
Yes, if you will.
Yes. So I got a couple Frank Stallone movies.
Here. Yes. Frank Stallone.
And you're finished with.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
So this one's called, I almost said Total Farce. Total Force from 1996.
Ah, all right.
And I watched the trailer.
And yes. No.
Yeah, that's the whole premise of this thing. Some guy hijacks a military satellite that controls the world's missiles. Frank Stallone and a crack team of professional terrorists are hired to stop the guy before he unleashes the missiles, and they have 30 minutes to do so, or the pizza is free.
is this in real time? So this movie's only 30 minutes?
I don't know, because in the trailer, guy's like, we gotta stop him. We only have 30 minutes. I was like, 30 minutes?! Talk about up in the ante. And then I was like, 30 minutes of the pizza's free.
Oh, yeah.
Also, some sexy time is in there, and also a champion UFC fighter.
Oh.
In 1996. So
back when it was an underground, looked down upon type deal.
It was like Ultimate Fighting Champion, so-and-so. It's like Oogla versus Gladoff or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Like these, it's like these tough man. It's like a glorified tough, when it was a glorified tough man competition.
Yeah, exactly. There's the movie case.
Oh.
It's just some, it's like, it look, makes it look like it's like Top Gun, but yeah, it's not.
You know, that's probably what they try to trick people into thinking.
Oh, yeah.
You see,
10 years after Top Gun came out.
Did they make Stallone really big on there?
No, Stallone is the same size as Timothy Bottoms and Richard Lynch.
Oh, Richard Lynch.
He plays like a bad guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great bad guy.
He looks like Bruce Hart.
Or he kind of looks like Klaus Kinski.
Why does that name sound so familiar?
Well, he was a German actor from the...
Got a picture.
Yeah, from like the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
He worked with Werner Herzog a lot.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. I know who that is.
Yeah. He was in Werner Herzog's Nosferatu in the 70s.
I gotcha.
Yeah. He was also in Aguirre and the Wrath of God.
Ah, yes.
I'm sure you've seen pictures.
Oh, yeah.
He's the lead in these big, sweeping Werner Herzog epics, and he's he's notoriously a scumbag.
Oh, great.
He's a real piece of shit.
Oh, awesome.
An abuser.
But he's not in Total Force.
He's not in Total Force. He just looks like Richard Lynch.
Yeah, who also looks like Bruce Hart.
The Hart family, the wrestling family.
Yeah. And then my last Frank Stallone movie actually looks like a fun, bad movie.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm always up
totally
for.
Totally absurd. It's called Lethal Games from 1991.
Okay.
A crime syndicate takes over a small town as part of a real estate scam and requires everyone who lives there to move out.
Oh.
So many refuse and are killed as a result, including some frizzy-haired lady who's talking all tough, and then they shoot a grenade in her trailer and blow her up. I laughed really hard at that. It was one of those trailer. It's a trailer that has, like, narration.
Yeah.
So it's like Frank Stallone is Vietnam vet Mac Richards, you know?
Yeah.
He's described as the ultimate weapon in it. So Frank Stallone is the ultimate weapon.
He's already the ultimate weapon.
But, yeah, this lady's talking shit. And it's like, man, screw you or whatever. And then they shoot her grenade, and she makes this noise like, wah! And she like jumps on top of the grenade, and it blows up, and I was cracking up. I was like, I did not expect that.
I like how it sounds like she says, screw you, or whatever.
She doesn't say, well, that's me interpreting her.
I don't know. I'm just saying what I think I'm supposed to say.
Is that good?
She breaks the fourth wall.
The way they presented her, I was like, oh, she's going to be like, she's going to be someone who's like part of the rebellion or something like that. And now she blows up via grenade.
It just goes to show what people who are insubordinate are going to get with this new regime.
Yeah, exactly. So move out of your trailer or get blown up.
Yeah.
Three sexy ladies whose sister was kidnapped enlist the help. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. And these ladies... They're sexy.
These not just for the 90s.
These B movies know what they're doing, baby.
Oh, yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were models or like Playboy playmates or whatever.
That's what these movies always do.
Yeah. They enlist the help of Frank Stallone, Vietnam vet Mac Richards, to find their sister and teach them how to fight for their town. He teaches them how to be winners in the game of death, which was in the trailer, and he's described as the ultimate weapon, which is also in the trailer. Mm. They don't say Mac Richards is the ultimate weapon. They say Stallone is the ultimate weapon.
Oh, they don't even say Frank Stallone, it sounds like.
No.
Oh.
He probably also has sex with all of them because that's what happens in these movies.
Yep.
And then the picture I have is the back of the movie case.
Whoa.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on in
Somebody means business. That's a long coat.
Yeah, someone's wearing a duster. This guy's wearing a duster. He's got 5 o'clock shadow. That's a big gun.
Mm-hmm.
That vantage point
makes it look like he's a giant.
Oh, yeah. It appears as though his teeth are crooked. There's an explosion.
He's a bad guy.
Frank Stallone's holding an Uzi. A lady who looks like Stevie Nicks
is holding
a gun.
Is she the one who's blown up? She does look like Stevie Nicks.
I think that is the lady that gets blown up.
I thought you were gonna say, I think that is Stevie Nicks.
It is Stevie Nicks. No, it appears as though this blown up scene happened at the beginning of the movie, or at some point before Frank Stallone enters the picture.
Yeah, to set up how dangerous these people are.
Don't talk back. Like yakety yak,
don't talk back.
Or you get blown up.
Yes, indeed. The coaster said it best. Yakety yak, don't talk back. They said a lot of things really well. Mm-hmm. Like, why is everybody always picking on me?
Exactly.
I'm sure that's what Sly thought if he ever hears this. Why is everybody always picking on me?
I made some mistakes in the 90s.
I made some fun ones. You did, Sly.
My brother Frank's the biggest mistake.
Yeah. Anyway, that was the beginning of Sly July.
Here we are.
In all honesty, if we were to watch some of these movies, I watched the scene from Oscar. I actually chuckled at something. I was like... Yeah. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good character trait. Chaz Palminteri.
Yeah,
plays.
You're gonna say Chaz Bono.
Chaz Bono's in this movie.
Pre-Chaz Bono.
Chaz Palminteri plays Sly Stallone's right hand man.
Yeah.
And he's like this doofus, which is funny if you watch
A Bronx Tale,
and you see he's a dangerous man.
Now you just can't leave.
Yep.
Yeah. Lethal Games looks pretty good.
Yeah. There are movies. I'm sure if I watch Daylight, I might like it.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Assassins. I'm sure Antonio Banderas.
Choose the Scenery.
I'm sure Jonathan Lithgow. Choose the Scenery.
Oh, and
Cliffhanger.
I hear Cliffhanger is actually really good.
Yeah.
It's one of the shining spots in his 90s catalog.
Yeah. I hear ants will chew up your food crumbs if you leave them out.
Exactly.
I have ants in my kitchen right now.
I know. Yes. You mentioned it in the episode.
In my bathroom.
We'll never forget. Okay. I get it. But
I don't eat in my bathroom.
Okay, yes, like we tend to. Let me get back to ending this episode.
Sorry.
Like we tend to, like if you heard us on Sucktastic Cinema, we try to find the good in the things that we riff.
Of course.
So we may have riffed all this, just remember, based off the trailers, I'm sure we would have found something good
in most of them.
I don't think it would have been a slog to watch them.
Yeah.
Just like hopefully it's not a slog to listen to this, and we will get to Sly Stallone actual movies as we continue for Sly July.
I like this twist, though.
Yeah. Also, I would like to say Arnold August may not be shaping out to be Arnold August. We may have to call it Audible August.
Yes.
Because we're not sponsored by Audible, but we're calling a bunch of audibles with them.
Yeah.
Based upon things we really want to cover with people we really want to cover them with.
Yep.
We have a new twist we want to try with a ramble.
Yeah.
We'll get into that on a later date.
Yeah, not on this ramble.
No, exactly. We're trying to end this ramble.
Yeah, I'll shut up.
Yeah.
But thank you all for listening, as always, and until the next time, be good to yourselves, be good to each other, because why would you want to be rude when you can be rad? We'll see you next time.
This concludes our broadcast day.